Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is December 6th, and Patrick Corbin is not a New York Yankee, nor will he be for the next at least couple years. And that is what we're talking about today. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore for weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Hear Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this edition of Talking Yanks. We thought we'd have some good news. Turns out we have some upsetting news. Patrick Corbin, not a Yankee. We'll get into it. My name's John Boy. I'm coming to you from the Jersey Shore. I got my co-host, Jake, from Denver. Used to live in Connecticut, though, Jake. You did.
Currently from Denver.
Yep.
From Connecticut.
From Connecticut, living in Denver.
There you go.
We got
it. How you doing? How you doing, babe?
I'm good. Just got home from the movies. Chilling. Nice.
How was it?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Green Book. I enjoyed it. Good movie.
Nice.
Good movie.
Good rat and rat between those two guys?
Decent rat and rat. Good rat and rat between all of Viggo Mortensen's family and friends. They're all Italian from 1960s Bronx.
Nice.
That's classic rat and rat.
Let's talk some Bronx.
Let's talk some Bronx. Let's talk some sponsors of today's episode. We have this episode of Talking Yanks. This special episode of Talking Yanks is brought to you by four very special people. Kelly Lyons. Luke Hell. Helly? I'm going to go Hell.
Helly.
Jacob Volker. That's a strong last name. Mm-hmm. It's a manly, intimidating sound. You got the V or the Volk, the V, and then you got the K, Volker. Same two sounds are in the word Viking. Vikings are super strong and scary. Nice last name, Jacob. Todd Walters. And, Jake tried to trick me. He wrote Pen 15 on the sheet. That's not a recent Patreon sponsor. If you are a Patreon subscriber, it's $2 a month for video access, early access, and a chance to win two jerseys each month, one by contest, one by raffle. You all know, you all listen. Maybe you have some new listeners. This is like a news episode. Patrick Corbin's not a Yankee, so we always get new listeners on these episodes. So if you're here, don't worry. We're talking news soon. We're actually going to let... do we need any more preamble, Jake?
I don't know. You tell me.
How are you doing? What's your mood? Let the listeners know where you're coming from.
I'm all right. I'm, again, had a nice little cardio workout today. Had a big Twitter day. A lot of interaction. Yankees Twitter's hot right now.
Nice. That's good.
Yankees Twitter's hot right now.
I didn't do much on Twitter at all today.
My UConn Huskies just won. Yeah, Yankees Twitter's hot right now, Jim. Everybody's got an opinion.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Tons of opinions. We got to give our own here, and it's like... Got to form our opinions. You know what's interesting? Last night we did the Instagram Live with our gut reactions.
Sure.
And I feel a little differently now than I did last night. You know, you're like, you go right away, you let it sit for a little bit and think about things, and you're like, okay, actually, this and this.
Let's talk about it.
We got a ton of voicemails, and we love that you guys call in and engage with the show. So I'm going to, a lot of you guys, you know, had the same central topic in your voicemail. Go figure, you know? So this is the majority of them. It's long, but I want to get everyone get their voice in. So here we go.
This is a voicemail
Talking
mashup.
Yanks. What's going on, boys? This is Brian. What do you think our next move is here?
Hey, John Boy and Jake, Dustin from Kokomo, Indiana. Longtime listener, first time caller. With the Corbin signing, what I want to know is what you think the chances are that the Yankees sign someone like Dallas Keuchel over Happ or Evo.
Hey guys, this is Jake from Manhattan calling for Talking Yanks. Hope you're doing well. Quickly, first off, I've accepted the Corbin news by now. It stinks. I liked him a lot, but hopefully Cash is right and we dodged a bullet. And I really hope they didn't pass up on him just for luxury tax purposes, but we'll see. My main point is that free agent pitchers after right now, really none of them make sense. None of them are going to move the needle. I think the Yankees got to go after a big-name trade.
Hey, this is Nate. I'm calling for the Talking Yanks. I just wanted to say that, you know, I feel like everyone was kind of disappointed when we found out that Patrick Corbin, you know, signed with the Nationals. But after you find out that he signed for 6 years, $140 million, it's almost like that sounds like they spent way too much money. It's great that I feel like he would have been a great starter for us, but we'll see what the Yankees do after this. I feel like J-Hap now might be almost a necessity, maybe a two-year deal.
John Boy Jake, what's going on, boys? Just had to call and see what you guys thought about this Corbin deal. This was a huge mess, I feel, for us. We had to get the best starters out there available, and now we got these other guys that just have question marks around them. Pretty disappointing result here. I want to know what you boys think and who the best option is for us here moving forward.
Talking Yanks, Josh from also down the shore. Who do you guys think the Yankees are going to pick up, either free agency or trade, now that Patrick Corbin signed with the Nats for a ridiculous amount of money?
Hey, guys, this is Andy Seiber again. What does this mean going forward for the Yankees? Who are they going to go sign, maybe trade for now? I think they really needed him. Could this now become a failed offseason?
What up, guys? Mike from Monmouth County again for Talking Yanks. So now that Corbin is out of the picture for the Yankees, which kind of sucks. I guess he doesn't want to have a chill spring training or something. Would you rather sign two average middle-of-the-pack guys like Eovaldi and Hap, or just sign one ace top-tier guy like Kluber or Title or someone? Just let me know what you guys think. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Hey, guys. This is Jake from Rochester, New York. I think we all need to have faith in Cashman. I really like that analogy of the old school teacher with the whiteboard. He's just got another plan right back up. That being said, I think Hap is a no-brainer. You take away that postseason start, he was a stud. He's not going to be a top-of-the-rotation guy for us, but he'll give us some innings. You know what you're going to get. Just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on what do you think Cashman's going to do next.
Hey, Jake. You're awesome. What's up, John Boy? This is Eli from upstate New York. Now that Corbin signed with the Nationals, do you guys think that this increases the chances of, like, a blockbuster trade for a big pitcher? Or do you think that maybe they're just going to go for, like, signing a middle-of-the-pack starter or something like that? Also, do you think that this increases the chances of the Yankees getting both Machado and Harper? Obviously, you know, one would be great. None would kind of be a failure, but two would be like kind of dream world fantasy baseball type of thing. But maybe it's a shot. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go. So that was a lot of people called in, and a lot of people got the same exact questions. It's basically, what's next? Who are the free agents? What are we doing? Who do we think they're going to get? Is it a free agent? Is it a trade? How does this affect Harper Machado? Is this a failed offseason now? And I knew, Jake, that we weren't going to be able to really take those one at a time because it's just all this big picture stuff. So we'll let them all get out there. And now we got a lot to discuss.
So we're not going to disband the franchise because we didn't sign Pat Corbin to 6 for $140?
Not disbanding the franchise. I will say this. Everyone that was really mad about this and is really upset that the Yankees aren't spending and the Yankees are cheap and how's cheap, I'm not telling you to not be mad at all. You can be mad, but
Harper,
I will
be great.
I request for your own sake that you table the anger till the end of the offseason. Because what I want to say is there's ways now to get a staff that we like and is a winning staff, and we end the offseason like, okay, good, let's roll. There's ways to do that. Corbin was the easiest, most logical way to do that. And they didn't get it done, and the contract, will get into all that. But I'm saying, so if there's ways for the staff still to be rounded out and this still to be not a failed offseason and a good offseason, so wait till the end. Because if they don't go out and make some moves that make it good, then yes, then let's readdress not signing Corbin and let's be a little mad about it, because these are the Yankees. They make the most money. They're actually like third lowest, I think, in percent of revenue they spend, which is not good, not fun. They should be spending money, and this is their window to win. So if you got to have two bad years at the end for the next 4 years to win while Seve's here, while Judge is here, while Gary's here, and they're all on cheap contracts, and we have a four-year like pretty window to win, I wouldn't have minded the last 2 years of a bloated contract for Corbin, because that's right, we got that four-year window to win. I think there's ways to get the rotation how we want it, or a way that we like it, and we'll talk about that. So I'm just saying, I will be mad with you if they don't do anything else. Like, I think, Jake, if it's just Hap for 2 years, and that's the rotation, just Hap for 2 years, and all we did was change Sonny Gray or Lance Lynn for Paxton, I don't think that's enough. So I think I'm going to be mad, but I got to wait to find out what the end result is.
Yeah, there's a couple interesting things at play here. I think I want to bring the people back with a little bit that they're going to like, which I think you and I stumbled upon last night. We went into this offseason, and I'm pretty sure you and I had the firm stance that it was, if we don't sign Harper and Machado, it's not the end of the world. Like, yes, these guys don't become free agents all the time, this young with this much talent. But if they don't get Harper and Machado, we'd expect Cashman to put a plan together. Maybe it's Corbin and they trade for an outfielder and fill out the rest. I don't know. I think what's interesting, and this was a full realization for me last night, and I think you agreed, I think if you change the question to, if it was Corbin, Harper, and Machado this free agency, and you told me we go 0-3, then I'm out. I'm not out, but I'm pissed. I think if you make it those three, you got to get them. And with Corbin getting paid, I do think that reduces Washington's chances of signing Harper or Machado. People were telling me they got a lot of money in the bank. Yeah, they're running out of payroll at this point. The Cardinals might be out today after the Goldschmidt trade. Don't say the offseason's a failure or anything bad until the offseason's over. The offseason is 10% of the way in.
Yes, I'm sorry. And we'll be in Vegas next week at the winter meeting, so hopefully we can bring you some fun coverage or whatever. I don't know what we're going to do yet.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll be there. This is our last show. This is our last show not in Vegas. Our next show, Monday, will be a Vegas special.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah, so moving forward, I will say, let's talk about the Corbin contract. The Yankees offered 5 years, $100 million. He got 6 years, $140 million. The Phillies, who were also in, also offered like 5 years, $100 million. So I think you can say it seems like the Nationals overpaid. If there was no one was close second.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Corbin, if you would have guessed the market for him at the beginning of this season, I think you would have seen some, you know, at the high end, probably 4-80. And then he goes out. He does have a really good year. He used his slider a lot more. He was one of the better sliders in the game. And then he ends up walking away with this 6-140. It's pretty incredible. And I think, obviously, I mentioned this the other day when we did the Instagram Live. It sucks that I'm a fan of baseball. I'm a bigger fan of the Yankees. Not that I'm going to root against this guy, but you kind of want this to be a bad contract now so that Brian Cashman was right. Cashman didn't want to go this far.
Want Justice Sheffield and Patrick Corbin to be busts.
I still want Sheffield to be kind of good just because you wrote him totally off. But, yeah, so, I mean, that aspect of it kind of sucks. But this feels like an old baseball contract, like a contract from the last decade. Like, the Nationals for the next 3 years, if Pat Corbin is what he is last year, that's where you're spending most of this money. It feels like the back end of this contract is going to be ugly. And Brian Cashman doesn't think he needs to put the team in that position. So enjoy Washington, Pat.
I asked this last night. If the Yankees offered him, if this is what the Yankees offered and he signed, then I would have talked myself into it so easily. And been well, we got 4 years here. Let's win right now while the core's here, while everyone's going. And then we'll worry about those 2 years at the end.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's Ellsbury part two, but when we originally signed Ellsbury, we knew we were paying for the first half of that contract.
Yeah,
I think if we were doing this right now, we'd be happy we had Corbin. I think part of that would be just moving on with this offseason. Because
yeah,
now,
no, but
now
it would be a nice rotation.
Listen to all those voicemails we just heard.
It would be a nice rotation if we had Corbin.
I read a tweet today that was about the Atlanta Braves talking about their lineup, and I was like, they're getting to talk about their lineup already? I was jealous because we're not even there yet.
Yeah, we still got a lot of moves to make. All right, let's go through the free agents first.
So I got one thing I want to say, or I asking you something you said. You said if the Yankees get Hap, you won't be happy. If they get Hap with a Harper Machado, are you okay? Long pause. This isn't Hollywood.
No, man. Like I
okay.
don't.
Okay.
Rotation wise, but I'll tell you this. I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
That I do think, because then when the injury happens, right?
Right.
What do we have? What do we have?
Well, I mean, that's two different issues. I mean, what if Pat Corbin ripped his hammy and he was out for a month? I mean, we still don't have that six starter. That's a whole separate issue still.
Yeah, but I wanted Corbin and Hap.
Right.
Don't get me Hap and Keuchel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening anymore.
And me neither.
I think the only way I saw that happening was if the Yankees were really in on Eovaldi and they basically sold him as like, dude, you were that playoff hero. We're going to need some of that through the year. And, you know, you're still going to get your 20 starts when guys get hurt. By the way, sounds like he's close to wrapping things up with the Sox. But, yeah.
Four years, $17 million.
I think our six starter dream is getting close to dead /
stay healthy till Monty's back. Stay healthy till Monty's back. Stay healthy till Monty's back. Stay healthy till Monty's back.
Yeah, or believe in Domingo Herman, but we'll get
the fuck.
Let's
out of here.
We'll keep it for our missing starter.
See, that's
now.
Scary when Domingo Herman becomes part of the plan for 2019. That's where I start getting mad because that's not the team we should be assembling. This is the most win now window we've ever had.
Right. Right. And I mean, I get that. But I mean, think about what you're saying. How many teams have ever entered the season with a full six-man rotation, you know?
1999 Yankees.
And Jimmy, what if I told you there was a second-year pitcher who had in 22 games, 71 innings, had a 5.83 ERA?
I'd say that sounds bad.
And then what if I told you that guy was Luis Severino? And then I told you in Herman's second season in 85 innings, he had a 5.57 ERA. So, I mean, let's not totally write off Domingo Herman.
We were in rebuilding mode, so we got the luxury to roll the dice on Sevy. We don't have the luxury to roll a dice on Herman coming
right,
in as a
six-starter.
Right,
but I'm saying that could have been last year. If Domingo Herman is our sixth starter for half the season, it's not necessarily the end of the world.
No, but it's not good.
Not ideal.
I don't want to go into the season knowing, because you're going to use your sixth starter at some point. Someone's going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go into these free agents. We got, and I didn't even talk about how stupid people were saying, you know, he likes the Yankees and all that. I was more being petty about that shit on Instagram Live.
Right.
Watch it. I'm over it. I don't care.
I think we got to take Eovaldi off the board. It sounds like he's really close to a 4-for-17 with the Sox.
I'm glad we didn't do that. I don't want Eovaldi. He's got two Tommy John surgeries, and he's been a star for what? Never?
Yeah.
he's like never been a consistent stud. I don't want to bank on him being our fifth guy.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. I didn't know what I wanted to compare it to. I think I'm going to land on sports betting. That when you, if you're bad at picking games, you go into a game and you're like, well, if I pick the Packers, I bet Rodgers is going to get hurt and they're going to lose. But if I bet the Vikings, they're not going to show up and Green Bay is going to roll them. That's kind of what it felt like with Eovaldi. Like, you kind of have this, if the Sox are going to sign him, you're like, shoot, if that playoff Eovaldi shows up, God damn it. But then if we sign him, it sounds like the third Tommy John. I got to give, Hubs from Barstool, he tweeted something like that, so I'll give him a little love. But he's off the board. What if I told you could have Corbin 6-for-140 or Eovaldi 4-for-68?
Wait, say that again.
So Corbin's contract lands at 6-for-140 million.
Yeah.
Eovaldi is at 4-for-68.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want Eovaldi.
Then he gone.
Now, I want Hap for a two-year deal, but I think Hap's going to want a three-year deal, and someone might be dumb enough to give him a three-year deal, and then we're banking on, well, he's a veteran. Maybe he just wants to win. Like CeCe always says, I'm not playing if I'm not on a contender.
Right.
So maybe, but I mean, again, they usually just take the most money, and someone might give Hap a three-year deal if that's the edge. But then when are the Yankees going to be like, fuck it, fine, we have to do the surplus to get a guy, and then if they're going to do that, they should have just done it on Corbin.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'll say. If they find themselves in that boat with Hap, I think you see it turn into, you know, say Happer is getting offered 3 years, 15 per, so a 3 for $45. I could see the Yankees offering a 2 for $40 with like a $5 million buyout or something like that. Like, I think at this point, the years are more important to the Yankees than the actual dollar amount.
Would you be interested in bringing Hap back?
Yeah, I've said I'm fine with it. I mean, again, it's not sexy. I've seen a surprising amount of dislike lately from it. But, man, it's this guy's stuff isn't reliable on him being able to throw 95. He hits his spots. He's super solid. And that's kind of what this team needs now. Again, people were talking about how last year with the Yankees was an aberration, and you're partially right. In 11 starts, he went 7-0 with a 2.69 ERA. Nice. Is he going to be that good? I doubt it, but Yankee Stadium is a decent park to be a lefty pitcher in. He moved from the Rogers Center. This is his first time playing for a contender. And I mean, the year on a whole, he had a 3.65 ERA. The year before that, he had a 3.53. The year before that, he had a 3.18. So this guy has four straight years with an ERA under 3.65. I mean, what are we really looking for here? I think the part that sucks is in our heads when we sign Pat Corbin to be our quote-unquote two-starter, three-starter, wherever you have him slotted, is that we were hoping you had good Corbin and he'd be ready for the playoffs. If you bring Hap back, you don't have the confidence in him.
Yeah. I like Hap, and I want Hap back, but it just seems like it wasn't enough. Like in a the goal of this offseason was pitching. I like the Paxton trade still. I still like the Paxton trade.
Right.
And I still like that we got CeCe back. But if we get Hap, yeah, that's a good, nice five. But we're depending on Seve being an ace. Still a lot of question marks across the board.
Yeah,
first half, Tanaka can't show up again. CeCe's got to stay healthy. Paxton's got to stay healthy. And you could say this about almost every pitcher. There's probably like about 10 where you're like, all right, pencil them in for a full year of good shit. But I wish we had a guy like that.
Yeah, and Jim, I guess I came a little aggressive at you there, but I guess one of the things I forgot about was, I mean, it's literally, like, actually pen in CeCe for at least two DL stints. He's going to get his two knee surgery things done a year. So I'm not going to mention Parker Bridwell, but it'll be really interesting because they know they need, even if they get Hap, they need a sixth body. And I think we're going to find out, do they actually believe Domingo Germán is going to have it or not by the time spring training comes around?
Yeah, yeah. So trade is a much better route. You can get pitchers probably better than Corbin via trade.
Let's finish out the free agents. I mean, Keuchel's out there. Do you have a stance on Keuchel?
Not really. I mean, what's he going to get?
What if I told you four years?
If Evaldi just got 4 years, $17 million.
Right. What if I told you could have Hap for 3 years for $45 million, so $15 a year, or you could have Keuchel for 4 years, $20 a year, $80 million?
I don't know what I'd do. I flip a coin.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot. I flip-flop on Keuchel every day because I give myself the same Hap speech. Like, his stuff has deteriorated, but his stuff never depended on being great stuff. He's a sinkerball lefty at the stadium. He could potentially be very good, and you're taking a guy away from Houston. At the same time, like, I think we could both, if Keuchel doesn't have it and never has it again, you'd be like, yeah, we saw it coming.
Yeah.
You know?
And I have a little bit of endowment effect going on with Hap. Like, he's already been a Yankee, so it's kind of comfortable.
Yeah, and he did really well.
He did really well down the stretch. One bad game at the end, but it did really, really well down the stretch. And I liked watching him pitch because it was so boring. But, I mean, what's Keuchel going to give us? Keuchel's a big game pitcher. We've seen him do well in big games before. He's won.
I guess that's kind of true. I guess if you said we bring back one of those two and we have a playoff game against Boston, I'm going to have more confidence in Keuchel than Happ.
Yeah.
Okay, Keuchel, that's interesting. Keuchel, that's a thought process I haven't done.
Keuchel pitched 200 innings last year to a 3.74 ERA, which isn't terrible. It's not. It's good. ERA is good.
People right, but he's regressing a little bit, right? I mean, he used to be Cy Young type.
Well, yeah. He's regressing. And I think the peripherals are looking bad. He's a ground ball pitcher. I don't know. Are we going to get Keuchel or Happ? It all depends on the years. If you can get Happ for 2 years, I tell you, I can't make up my mind on those two guys. Because they both are like, yeah, it sounds good, but I'm not really hungry. Or like, oh, I'm starving. That's not going to satisfy me. Like, it just doesn't fit what I'm craving or need.
Jimmy, I've got one wild card free agent before we get into the trades.
Charlie Morton.
My guy, Yusei Kikuchi.
That sounds like a complete flyer to me. That's a complete flyer.
And it is, but let me set this up. He's a fifth starter?
No way.
He's a lefty. He's from Japan. There's the Tanaka connection. You can get some NYC comforts. That's one of the risks of signing one of these guys. Jimmy, the price tag is sounding like 6 years, because that's kind of what the young guys from Japan have been getting. 6 years, $42 million total. So you're paying less than a third of what you're paying Corbin for potentially 6 years of this guy. If he can be a back end of the rotation guy, why not take a flyer? And even if he bombs, like on the Yankees payroll, that doesn't show up as much.
But what if he bombs and we're just, okay, great, we're not hurt financially. We're hurt in a matter of fact that we're trying to win.
Then, Jimmy, let's go trade for someone. Who are we going to trade for?
I mean, everyone wants Kluber and Bumgarner. I don't think either will be dealt. Bumgarner maybe will cost a lot. I don't know how much the Yankees have in their farm left. They have some pieces, but it's not like what it used to be.
Yeah, people keep saying that, like, the Yankees farm is loaded. Like, it's not as loaded anymore.
Well, it's loaded if you're a Yankees fan, because that's big-time endowment, in fact. Like, yeah, they're our guys. They're the best. Their value is so good. I don't think our farm's that loaded anymore. Maybe, but I don't think so.
And, Jimmer, I agree with you. I don't think Kluber's available. I think there's a chance Bumgarner is, but it's 1 year. His stuff's kind of deteriorating. But I think a good comparison would be the Goldschmidt trade that just happened. They traded two young MLB players in the catcher, Carson Kelly, the pitcher, Luke Weaver. Both were top 50 prospects at one point. So, I mean, to get one season of Mad Bum, you're probably going to have to give up like a Florial and a pitcher or something like that. I don't think Yankee fans are ready to pay that price.
Why?
Maybe they are.
I'd pay whatever price. I don't care about the prospects right now. Like, at all. Give me a guy that's going to be on the Yankees for the next couple years and help us win in the next 3 years.
Okay.
Next year, this year, 2 years, 3 years. Like, this is our biggest window. Take advantage of it. I don't care about the prospects at all.
Life's tough. Wear a helmet.
Like, we did so good getting all these homegrown guys up. Now give them the support they need to win. Round it off.
Are you a little scared that Brian Cashman has too much of a dynasty big pitcher hat on?
I'm scared that he thinks that the Yankees are better than they are. Like, I'm scared that he thinks last year was just injuries and growing pains. And, you know, actually last year they had the complete team, so they don't need to make that many changes. The pitching staff, even with how horrendous the starters we were throwing out, weren't the downfall of the season. We still won 100 games with them. I'm scared he's a little complacent, a little much we don't have to go crazy.
Okay.
I think eventually they're going to go over the tax, and that's hopeful. That's hopeful thinking. And I really want them to.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get one of Harper or Machado.
Yeah.
Now, Jake, now I might be more in favor with getting Machado and then trying to trade Andujar for Kluber or Bumgarner.
Isn't that crazy? And that's been my whole Machado stance all along, that if you bring in Harper, it's plug and play, roll the ball out there. That's going to be my go-to line for the next until we sign Harper. Machado is going to be a lot. And that would be, I guess that would be the opposite of kind of what you just said against Cashman. That would be punting on the fact that Andujar can play third. It would be going out and getting Kluber. It would be adding Machado. Like, you're adding two guys that have been kind of big opponents of the Yankees the past couple years in Machado and Kluber, instead of running with this young core, which I think they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see Andujar go, but if it's Andujar goes and Machado and Kluber slash Bum coming, then we're a much better team prepped to win now. But I'd rather, I mean, that's why Corbin was the easiest route, man. Just sign Corbin, get Harper to play left, keep Andujar.
Yeah.
Do you think the National fans feel good? Like, you know, when you go to the job interview and you throw out, like, what are you hoping to make? And you throw out your number and they're like, great, you got it. And you're like, fuck. I should have went higher. The Nationals gave $40 million more than the next offer.
Yeah.
They got to feel a little dumb.
I think a little bit. I think they're sitting there. I think if this was talking Nats, they're saying they got their guy. They're saying, you know, Strasburg, Scherzer's the best. They're saying Strasburg's going to figure it out. And, you know, these three going into the playoffs are going to be unstoppable. You got to remember, the Nationals are in a weird spot. Because, I mean, let's go back, what was it, 5 years ago? They're kind of where the Yankees were now, or last year, where they're like, oh, wow, we got this young team. We're going to be in the playoffs for the next, we're going to win World Series. And then they kind of fell off. The team just kind of fell apart. The rest of the division caught up. So I think this is kind of their, what's a good Civil War comparison? Their final stand, the Battle of Little Bighorn? I don't know.
Yeah, you got it.
This is their last one.
Battle Little Bighorn's when they just slaughtered Native Americans.
Okay, so maybe it's not that, but it is where the Washington Redskins are, so.
What? Up, up.
Nope.
Wow.
Jimmy, I've got one for you, because I think if you asked you and I right now, we'd say they're going to re-sign Hap. It's short term. He proved he could pitch a little at the stadium. It A plus B equals C.
I was also confident. Like, I really thought Corbin was going to be a dumb deal. Done deal, not dumb. Maybe it was going to be but done deal.
Maybe both.
I said that on here like two episodes ago. But then when he visited Yankee Stadium and it wasn't announced in that weekend,
yeah,
I started to get nervous. And then I got DMs telling me he went to the Nationals, and I was like, shit.
So, Jimmy, if
then I broke the news.
So let's say it's not Jay Happ. The Phillies go 3 years, 20 mil with Happ. Who do you think the Yankees are going to get? Do you think it's full-out trade time? Do you think it goes to Keuchel? Like, are they just going to go next man on the free agency list? When does the trade kick in? Is it now?
That's what I don't know, and that's what we're wondering, because, you know, there's got to be a reaction to this, and there's a plan. Like we said, that our caller said, we liked their comparison. 1950s professor, they got all those pull-down sheets for, like, the projector, or, like, with plans on them. The one with Corbin in the front, they just, like, whoosh, whoosh, it whipped up, and now it revealed behind it. It's like, okay, this is the new lineup. What is it?
I don't know, man. I'm
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know anything. But I want a trade more. Give me Carrasco. Give me Bum. Give me maybe they're talking about Bauer now. I don't know. Give me that freak.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do a full year of Bauer.
Why, dude? He loves talking so much. We could probably get him on the show.
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. I guess my big thing, and I think Ray of Light sounds so pathetic because they're two of the best players in baseball and they're 26. But I think this means we are getting Harper or Machado.
A lot of people think that there's no way they do it. A lot of people think they're going to be cheap, which I don't get, because there's still so much more to do. Like, a lot of people are like, we're finished. They're not going to do anything. It's like, well, who are they going to run out there?
There's literally like 3.5 teams in the running to sign these guys now. Dodgers, Yanks, Phils, St. Louis kind of just checked out. People were saying the Cubbies, I think they're only in for Harper. The Giants, I think they're only in for Harper. So, I mean, it becomes a numbers game, and I think, Brian, I think something you mentioned, Jim, which I think is going to be the huge point, which we're going to know in a month. Does Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner think they are good enough at each of their jobs to run a good enough business that they don't have to go out of their comfort zone? that they don't have to pay Harper Machado $350 million if that's what the price gets to. I'll feed the Twitter monsters this. If they don't get Harper Machado or don't trade for Kluber Bumgarner, then you do have a right to be mad at the front office. But again, we've been through 10% of the offseason, people. Calm down. There's still a chance that we throw so much coin around. We could sign Keuchel and Harper and Machado tomorrow.
Just table it.
Yeah.
Till the end of the offseason. And then if it ends and we're mad, we'll all be mad together.
Plan on being happy through the holidays.
Yeah.
How about January 1st, if we don't have Harper, Machado, or a good trade for a starting pitcher, then you're fully allowed to freak out. There's
January 1st?
Jan 1.
Let's do January 2nd so we can all enjoy the new year. That happens December 31st.
But January 1st is the best day ever because there's no obligation.
Yeah, January 1st is the best day ever. So January 2nd, we will be allowed to be mad.
If you have if you eat only crap food and do nothing January 1st, you're like, wow. Well, rest of the year, it's only up from here. If you have a productive January 1st, you're like, wow, I am killing the new year.
This is what Jake will sound like on January 2nd.
Nothing I say should be important to anyone.
And this is what I'll sound like. Motherfucker, I hate myself.
I hope not. You better not.
All right, we have some other voicemails, so let's pivot to those. Sound good?
Sounds good. You got to get the pivot clip. Do you have
Should I do our pivot sound effect?
Sure.
Barbaric. Let that word resound. Barbaric. Let that word resound.
All right, here's a voicemail.
Hey, guys, this is Jake from Rochester, New York. And another guy I don't think a lot of people have been talking about is Daniel Murphy. Played on the Nats and the Cubs last year, was injured. But you go back 2 or 3 years, he was just a real hitter. He could play some second base, first base, DH. Give us a lefty to split. Judge and Stanton. Just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on what you think Cashman's going to do next.
Do you like Daniel Murphy? Because my problem is Murphy can play first, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Depending on who's playing short.
He played 33 games at second last year, but it's not at a high level.
Yeah, well, he's played a lot of games second in his career, but he's terrible defensively.
Yeah.
And, like, we got Tanaka's a ground ball pitcher. CeCe gets a lot of soft contact. Hopefully Glaber gets all those rookie yips and mental lapses out of his brain. Hopefully Andujar gets better, which I don't think is possible, personally.
I do.
I think he can become slightly average. I don't think he's ever going to be helping a pitcher out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Again, it's the guy's rookie year.
I'm just telling you what I think.
I know, and he's got a lot of skills. I think he has the chance to become an above average third baseman. He still has a chance to be a below average third baseman.
Well, he is a below average third baseman right now.
Yeah, and Jimmy, I think the other important thing then when we start talking about this, we just mentioned these three lefty ground ball pitchers. You know, if we sign someone like Daniel Murphy and we're going to let him play second base, now our infield is Voit Bird. Voit. I hadn't even thought about it because you and me have talked about this, how first base has just gone straight to the back burner with everything else going on. Voit's not a good defensive first baseman.
No, and then you have Daniel Murphy, who's one of the, like, probably the longest reigning bad infielder to ever play the sport.
Yeah.
You have Glaber with mental problems at short. Hopefully those go away. And then you have Andujar third. It'd be the worst infield defensively ever assembled. That's why I'm out on Murphy. I just can't add that to the worries.
Yeah.
And I don't think the offense was the least of the worries last year. It was pitching, defense, then offense. So let's not hurt one of the top to fix the bottom.
Yeah. And I think the, Noodle Doodle is starting to get really mad about that infield. I think you and me, our team firm, leave Glaber at second. Just let that develop and manifest and grow. But again, there could be this world where Brian Cashman wants to see Gleyber Torres as a potential shortstop. So I don't know. I wouldn't be stoked with Daniel Murphy unless it was almost in a Neil Walker role.
Yeah, I think that's what he would be.
If you're a team, Daniel Murphy has much more value to a team where he can play first base, a little second base, and DH. And right now the Yankees have those two main positions he can play locked up. He can play DH. That's what I said.
Yeah. okay, next.
Hey, guys. It's Nick from Santa Barbara. Calling for Talking Yanks. I actually said hi to you guys when we did the little box thing in Oakland. Not a great game, but a great time. I just have a little brain exercise. Fast forward to 2020. Miguel Andujar, Didi Gregorius, Gleyber Torres, Manny Machado. Assuming that nobody moves to a position that they haven't already played in the major leagues, who's at third base, who's at shortstop, who's at second base, and who's a 2020 NL All-Star? Thanks a lot, guys. Take it easy.
2020, so not in this year, next season. Machado, Gleyber, Andujar. No one can play a position they never played already in MLB. Which guy, who's at, and Didi, who's at third, short, second, or who's off the team? Now, it's easiest to say Machado. He's just never going to become a Yankee. So there you go. Right. There you go. You got Andujar at third, Didi at short, Gleyber at second. Boom, 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 bang, boom, boom, boom. Didi's the next most common answer, I think. Injured, going to miss the year, and then he's got half a year to prove his worth and get a deal, and the Yankees may just straight up pivot and not pay him what he's owed because Gleyber's cheaper and they can slide him to shortstop. But then that would leave Machado, Machado would be shortstop. So who do you got? How are you laying it out?
So who do you got?
I got Machado. He's just not going to be a Yankee.
So wait, what's the question? I thought we had to say the shortstop. So
yeah.
You're picking Didi?
Yeah, I'm picking Didi.
Okay.
Andujar, Didi, Gleyber. Machado's we don't even sign him. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm rooting for. I don't know, man. In my heart of hearts, it feels like Machado's going to be a Yankee. Did you end up... Oh, I'm sorry if I'm putting you in a bad spot. Did you listen to the Boone
I would
interview?
Not.
He, so on the Michael Kay show today, Boone Kay asked him, he was like, hey, do you care about the Machado not hustling stuff? And he's like, honestly, on our list of priorities, it's not up there. You know, and I'm not going to get mad at a guy if he's not, you know, jamming down the first baseline on a tapper to the pitcher or something like that.
But you know what's happened? Everyone's changed the entire conversation and made it just about the physical act of not hustling to first.
Right.
When that is not the problem with Machado. I don't give a fuck. Cano didn't hustle. Save your energy. Play every game. Everyone's boiled it down to just that. The problem is that he said it to reporters as if it wasn't a big deal, and that he's dirty, and he's a punk bitch. Like, I don't understand. Everyone's like, who cares about the hustling? Well, I don't care about the hustling. I care about the other shit, and I still don't care about it enough to not want him on the team for all his good aspects, but I'm allowed to not like that other shit.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Everyone just boiled it down to just the physical act of hustling to first base. That's the slightest of the worries. It's, dude, he's a dirty player, and he's dumb enough to say those comments, which will get him eaten alive in New York.
Yeah,
it's pissing me off. Like, you care about the hustling? No, but I care about the other shit. I still want him. Everything's not black and white.
I forget if Booney or Michael Kay said it, but it was a really good quote I want to bring up again. And they said they asked Girardi one time about Cano's hustling, and he's like, honestly, man, if he comes out and brings it for 160 games, I don't really care.
Yeah, I remember when Girardi said that.
It's like, yeah, that's what we're looking for. So
it's just, you got to pick your spots well.
Yeah, I just feel like the Yanks are going to sign Machado, and there's going to be a week where I have to talk myself into supporting him.
Well, it'd be easy to do. Put the pinstripes on, and I gotcha.
But God damn it, I want Machado at third, not short. So no, give me Andujar and Didi.
Okay, next.
Talking Yanks, Josh from also down the shore. First things first, last episode you guys mentioned like Patreon, Cody Kelshaw, and reminded me of the best safety name in football history, Weston Steelhammer, Air Force Academy.
He said something else I played at the beginning, but Weston Steelhammer is a great name.
Nice. Not a good name, Weston Steelhammer.
Thank you for letting us know about the good name, Weston Steelhammer.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Desi from Brooklyn. Love the show. I don't know why everybody hates Jake. But
hey, what's that name? Did he just say Debbie? Debbie?
Desi.
What? Desi?
Like D-E-S-I, Desi. I feel like it's short for something.
Yeah. It Desmond? came up on Google Play as Debbie, and I was like, oh, female caller. Fuck yeah, let's go. And then it was him, and then I was like, that doesn't sound like a female. And then he said, Dev, I don't know.
Hey, guys, this is Desi from
Desi,
Brooklyn.
I think you're right.
Love the show. I don't know why everybody hates Jake, but so I posted this on Twitter to see how Yankees fans felt about this, and I wanted your input because I'm getting some very mixed results. But if the Yankees were to win two World Series over the next 4 years, but then miss the playoffs for the following 10 seasons, would you be okay with that? Two World Series rings, that'd be great, but then 10 years of missing the playoffs. Let me know what your thoughts are, if you would take that deal, or if you'd rather just take your chances. Thanks.
So it's you win two World Series in the next 4 years, then you go on a 10-year drought of no playoffs at all.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
You'd rather just roll the dice?
Yeah, for 12 years with this core? Yeah.
I agree with you. We are in a good age, though.
And like, you and me kind of cover the Yankees, so like after those two World Series, that would really fucking suck.
I didn't think about that part of our lives because I was about to say we're at a good age. We're like, okay, in 4 years, hopefully I'm having kids, and for their first 10 years of their lives, I'll be busy. Like, I'll just be busy. But then I forgot it's my job now.
Right.
So, and like my money's tied to it. So, yeah, I'm going to have to just, I need those playoffs, baby.
Yeah. We're going to take the chance.
And we got a good team to roll the dice with, too. It's not like the Rays are good. I don't know if we have any Rays listeners, but they always try to tell me they're good now. If you're the Marlins, I think you take that like 10 years, no playoffs. That's a breeze, dude. That's a day at the beach.
Yeah.
But the Yanks are good.
You have to expect more.
What up, Talking Yanks? Andrew from Hell's Kitchen. Real quick, my Corbin reaction. I am fine with cash passing because with the deal we got from the Nats, 6 years, 140, you're taking a pretty big risk. And if you're going to take a risk, there are cheaper ways to do it. If we don't end up signing Machado, the popular move is to go after Echeverria. I think Jose Iglesias should be in there. I think he's a slightly better player, better defensively, better base running. Offensively, he's had a couple of those, you know, good fluky seasons, and their underlying numbers are pretty much the same. So, all
right, Jose Iglesias. Got anything on him?
I mean, guys won a gold glove at shortstop. He was a big prospect, and then he like broke both his shins or something really weird.
You didn't get popped for steroids too?
Maybe.
Or did he replace the guy who got popped for steroids when he went to the Tigers?
I'm blanking, but I mean, he's your classic light hitting, good fielding shortstop. I mean, I guess the only thing that I would give a leg up to Echeverria is Iglesias has played strictly shortstop the past 5 years. So we saw Etch play some third base. He can play some second base. He gives you more flexibility than Iglesias. Jimmy, I will say one thing. I've been team Etch just because I liked what he showed. I looked at his hitting stats. He was bad on the Yankees. Those two homers jumped out, but he hit under 200.
Yeah, I think he was not supposed to be good.
Yeah, I mean, but he's better than that, and that's the thing. Like, I'm still impressed by what I saw. So if I had to see that for half a season, I don't think I'm mad about it. Yeah, I think I'd be Etch over Iglesias.
Iglesias. I'm trying to find out. Johnny Peralta got busted for steroids, then they traded for Jose Iglesias.
Love Johnny Peralta. Them cheeks, boy.
That's what happened. That's why I think of that. Them cheeks?
Do you remember his cheeks?
Yeah.
He was a fat shortstop.
Okay.
It's the dream. It was the dream.
One of my best friends was a fat shortstop in high school.
Okay.
So don't talk shit about them.
What was their name?
Jake Storielli.
Okay. Well.
Not you. Another one.
Another one. What are the odds? Yeah, I don't know, Jim. Are we kind of wrapping up?
Yeah, that's the end of the voicemails.
Yeah, the topics that we didn't touch upon, this was kind of my initial reaction when we didn't have Corbin, or this was the morning after. I said, one, I need Harper and Machado now. Otherwise, it's a fail. What are we going to do with the SP? We just talked about that. Is it free agent until we get the right price, or are we going to make a trade with Cleveland or for Mad Bum? Dude, something that's gone all quiet on the Western front. A, the Sonny Gray trade. That's gone pretty quiet for a little while now, and is that going to be MLB or prospects? We heard some Brewers rumors this week. Do they have the old A's pitching coach? I think I heard that. That's going to be an interesting development. And Jimmy, I don't know. I guess I'm still on Team Harper that I think something's going to happen with Ellsbury soon, right?
I don't know. What could possibly happen?
I don't know. There's just been a lot of dead money swapping hands this offseason, and I feel like the Yankees are going to get involved in that somehow. So those are my closing thoughts for today.
I have a closing game I want to play with you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a Yankee uniform number and see how many people you can name that have worn it recently.
Let's play a game. I'm not good with numbers, man.
You don't think you can do this?
I'll try, but it's probably going to be a bad look for the Talking Yanks franchise.
No, you have a bad brain and a bad memory.
Okay, fair.
Everyone understands that.
Fair.
If you get three, I'll be pumped for you.
Okay.
All right. Name three players that have worn number 12.
Number 12. Recently?
Whenever. You name them. You got them.
God. Let's see. Ricky LeDay was 17.
Hot start.
You didn't want me to start there?
You started with 17.
12, man. 12's been kind of the shun number with the Yankees. You always expect one of the hot young prospects to snag it, and nobody does. I don't know. Did Luis Soho ever have it? I feel like he was 14. I don't know, man. I told you, I don't do the numbers.
Okay. In 2018, it was one of your favorite players that you're not talking about anymore.
Neil? I don't know. No, Neil was 14.
Tyler Wade.
Oh, fuck Tyler Wade.
Chase Headley.
Like Chase. I deserve to give Chase better credit.
Alfonso Soriano.
Yeah, he was real good.
Eric Chavez wore it.
Yeah, I love Chavs.
Andy Phillips. Wade Boggs wore it.
Yeah, Phillips threw me off. I remember that being weird.
Yeah. Well, do you want to try another number?
No, man.
You went
over. I told you I kind of hate this. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe you do it to me. I'm the memory guy.
Yeah. Okay. 77.
Clint Frazier.
Bing.
That's all I know. Would never know.
He's our guy.
Bunch of relievers.
Burn, baby, burn. Yeah, dude. I don't even know how to look up numbers. Baseball numbers are the least known things in sports.
Maybe.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's star players out there that you
don't know.
What
about eye color? Name every Yankee with blue eyes right now.
Like, I'm not doing that.
I think we got to end the show. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This
What's Mike Trout's number?
Shit. I want to say like 16.
27. I'm telling you, man, the best player we've seen in baseball for decades. And we love baseball, and we don't know that guy's number. I'm telling you.
What number did Manny Machado wear?
What was he, 13 or something?
Yeah, he loves A-Rod.
Yeah.
What number would you wear if you had your choice?
5.
Well, that's taken by Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, I talked to his family, and they'd be okay with it with my talent.
Thank you guys for listening. This is Talking Yanks. Thank you, everyone who called in. Thank you. Big thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. And thank you to anyone that's ever left a review and a rating. We appreciate you. We will be in Vegas next episode. I don't know what the hell we're going to do there, but it should be fun. See you guys. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.